Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Welcome in to another edition of Home Run Throwback. I am June Morris, at JMorrisMCM on Twitter, MuseumMiracles.com. Today is Friday, February the 2nd. Happy Groundhog's Day to all those who celebrate. There has been quite a bit going on with the Titans since the last time we talked. I think the last time I recorded a podcast was right after Brian Callahan was hired. So the Titans now have both their offensive and defensive coordinator, as well as some other position coaches. We'll start with the defensive coordinator. Denard Wilson is the defensive coordinator, comes from the Ravens, is a guy that was highly sought after, had interviewed at least a couple more places, was on some short lists. He was the defensive back coach for the Ravens last year. Before that was with the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Eagles players talked a lot about how much he was missed. And Darius Slay had a lot of good things to say about Wilson, so I think that's a good hire there. Never been a coordinator before, so I mean, obviously there's some unknown there, but I mean, a guy that obviously has a lot of potential as a coordinator. The more unknown of the hires, Nick Holes, who is the offensive coordinator, I think that's how you say his name. We talked a lot about buddy hires with Mike Vrabel. This is absolutely a buddy hire for Brian Callahan. They played high school football together. Maurice Jones-Drew was also on their high school football team, which is interesting. And then, you know, Holes has bounced around a little bit, but his first job as a coach was at Nebraska with Bill Callahan, who we'll talk about a little bit more in a minute, obviously Brian's dad. And then he moved on to coach for the Raiders, with the Raiders for a long time, from 2012 to 2021, and then went to UNLV to be the offensive coordinator for a year in 22, and then last year was the passing game coordinator for the Jaguars. Now, the Jaguars' passing game was a little bit underwhelming last year, so that's not, I mean, it doesn't, like, 1 year as any type of coordinator is not the best indicator of what a guy is going to be as a coach, because there's a lot of things that go on there. Trevor Lawrence might just not be that good, and so maybe that's why the passing game was a little bit underwhelming there. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what Nick Holes does. You know, it's an interesting hire, a guy who's, you know, getting his first shot as an NFL offensive coordinator, and would assume that they will have, that Holes and Callahan will have a similar relationship to what Zach Taylor and Callahan had in Cincinnati, where it's a very collaborative approach to everything that goes on. The game planning, the install, all that stuff is a joint effort. Brian Callahan actually calls the plays on game day, but offensive coordinator, even with an offensive play calling head coach, is still an important position because, you know, there's a lot of things that the head coach has to do. And so he can't be as involved as an offensive coordinator is with the offense. So, we'll see how that plays out. I mean, again, they're friends, they've worked together, all those things. So, you know, from that standpoint, they have a relationship. Could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. We don't know that yet. So, that's kind of what's happened there. Obviously, last night, the big news was that Bill Callahan will be joining the staff here. So, Bill Callahan, obviously Brian's dad, who has been the offensive line coach for the Browns the last few years. Obviously, an extensive resume that goes back to, made it to a Super Bowl with the Raiders, beat the Titans in the AFC Championship game that year, was the coach at Nebraska. So he's done a lot of stuff at a lot of different places, is widely regarded as one of the best, if not the best, offensive line coaches in the league. Big get for Brian. Not a huge surprise. I mean, it was kind of expected that this was going to happen from the moment he got the job. And so gives him some experience on this, because Brian, some experience on his staff, gives him a great position coach. I think frees them up to not necessarily have to take a tackle at number seven. I still think it'd probably be a good idea to take a tackle at number seven, but this, by all accounts, is a very deep tackle draft. If there's a playmaker there that they think can be a huge difference maker from day one, and they think they can get an offensive tackle in the second round that they can come in and be serviceable, that would be okay, because you have a coach that can take a guy with potential and coach him up. So, again, I still think if Joe Alt's there, you take Joe Alt, but this frees them up a little bit to know that they're at least going to be able to – they at least have a guy on staff that's going to be able to get the full potential out of every guy that's in his room, and that was not the case with the two Yahoos that they had coaching the offensive line the last couple of years. So even though, you know, those guys have gotten hired right away, Carter went to the Jets, who apparently loved Castoff from the Titans offensive staff, and then hoteling or hightailing or sucks at offensive line coaching, whatever his name is, got a job right away with the Bears. That group definitely underachieved. I don't think the players are very good, but the players never got any better. They were never coached up. So that'll be a huge difference here. And then yesterday also news, Tyke Tolbert was announced as the wide receivers coach, a guy that's been around a lot. Callahan and him were together in Denver a long time ago. Tolbert was most recently with the Bears as their wide receivers coach, and again brings some experience to a staff where the head coach and the coordinators are all pretty young. So that's where we're at as of right now. They've done a good job so far, it seems like, assembling the staff, guys that, you know, were sought after other places. So I'm excited about that, excited about everything that I've heard from Brian Callahan. Couple interviews with him on with the Titans, the official Titans podcast, the OTP. They had kind of a behind the scenes where Amy Wells went up there to his house and talked to him. That was really good. And then, Mike Keith sat down with him on the podcast as well. Really good. Gives you some insight into his background, his thought process. Listen, this is going to be a completely different era of the Titans than anything we've seen since they've been here. I'm not saying, I don't know. I don't know if Brian Callahan is going to be a good coach or not. But what I am saying is that they are going to be on the cutting edge of offense. And even when they had offensive coaches before, they were not on the cutting edge of what was going on offensively in the NFL. You know, Amy Adams Strunk said, "This is not my father's NFL." I thought that was a really strong and really, like, smart statement for her to make, for her to realize that, listen, with Mike Vrabel, a good coach, a good leader of men, all those things are certainly true. For the most part, a good culture builder, but still lagging behind in the way things are done in today's NFL. And so they are not going to be lagging behind in that anymore. So we'll see if it plays out perfectly. We'll see if it, you know, if it ends up being good and all that stuff. But we do know that they will be out there on the edge of what's going on, playing today's NFL. So that's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be something different than really anything we've ever seen here. So I'm really excited about that piece of it. All right, that'll do it for today. Thanks so much for listening. We'll get into a lot of, like, we haven't been able to do much season recap, season wrap-up stuff, free agents, position group, all that kind of stuff. We haven't been able to go through that stuff because we've been so involved in the coaching hire. But over the next, you know, week and a half, that stuff's all going to wind down. The staff's pretty much going to be in place. And so we'll be able to transition into that. What does this roster have? What does this roster need? Pretty much everything. So we'll go from there. All right, again, thanks so much for listening. At JMorrisMCM on Twitter, MutinyMiracles.com is the place to get all the written content. Home Run Throwback, name of the podcast. Search it out wherever you get your podcasts. We will talk to you again later.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Home Run Throwback is a part of the Fans First Sports Network.